Matt, a defeat again tonight, but plenty we can take from this game.
Yeah, our all-round game is improving and we're competitive. And we couldn't ask any more from the lads so far this season. We've got a long way to go, but we know that we're up for the challenge, and a lot of players are learning a lot of things very quickly, and they're reacting and adapting their game to suit. And you know, it bodes well for the future. You know, this is a long season, and we've got a lot to offer and a lot to work on, and we will get better.
One thing that struck me was some fantastic penalty killing in the first and some great power play in the second. Is the man advantage and the penalty kill something you've been working on?
We work on as much as we can. We get on the ice once a week, so we've got a lot to work on in such a short space of time. And you know, we worked on our defensive zone in the week, and we put together a good PP unit, and you know, we're going to get that second PP unit firing as well, so we've got a little bit more depth and strength. And yeah, we spent a little bit too much time in the box in the first period, which ate a lot of energy, but we killed well, and Hadfield played well, the defence was strong, and you know, we changed a few players' positions around because we're trying to find a balanced unit, and we're working it, and we're finding the right balance, and it's take a bit of time, but we're confident the way things are going.
It was a very physical game tonight. We've said there was a lot of players in the box. Is there something that you think might stay throughout the rest of the season, or is this a one-off?
We knew Hull was going to be a more physical game than Telford. Telford were very disciplined in the first game, and they didn't pick up their penalties in the first game until the last period. But we knew it was going to be a bit of end to end. We knew there's going to be some, you know, a lot more physical game, and you know, Hull have got a lot of depth. And when they start to click even more, they're going to get better as well. And you know, a lot of players knew each other, and there's a few little niggles and whatever. And obviously different refereeing as well, so different referees have different chain of thought. And there was nothing over and above. That there was no animosity or anything out there. The guys all came out to play, and you know, it made it a good game. And we're enjoying ourselves.
Last week against Telford, we were missing a few key players. Some back tonight. How's the squad looking injury-wise?
No injuries to date. Team's only going to get stronger. We've still got two players to come in yet. We've still got Connor Glossop coming in. He won't be in until November. And we've got another kid coming up, one of the students coming up in the next week as well. So we'll see how he fits into the unit. I was just talking to a couple of the guys, you know, second, third line. You know, it's all competition for places. And if they don't compete, then their ice time will be limited. And they know that. And for me, that can only breed strength in our team and gives us more flexibility and depth. So you know, it's good. The signs are good, and as a coach already, to say, you know, we come and play the top two teams in the first two games of the season, and goals for, goals against, we're minus five goals, and you know, 5-2, 5-3, we're not far off. And like you say, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and we've got a lot of work to do, but we're all in it together.
Finally, looking ahead to next weekend, an earlier 6 p.m. face-off, the final game in the three-game homestand to start the season off. Are you looking forward to it?
Absolutely, it's good. That'd be good to see another top team that's already on a bit of a roll so far, Solway Sharks. Yeah, looking forward to catching up with Coach Martin Grubb. We go back a long way, so it'd be nice to see him. Hopefully, he's travelling down. And you know, it doesn't get any easier, but we don't want it to get easier. We want to be pushing our guys to the limit because they've got to get used to this pace for the rest of the season. And like I say, with that kind of youth and experience, we're a very balanced team, and I think that's only going to work in our favour as the season wears on. So Solway again come with a lot of experience, wealth and youth and everything really. So you know, we're looking forward to it. Every time we step on the ice, we're looking forward to it, so we can't ask any more. And it was another good crowd in here tonight, and we hope that continues.